Well, hello. Good to have you with me. I hope you're surviving these storms, which appear to be arriving on a weekly basis these days, here in Scotland certainly, and across the rest of the UK and Ireland too. Well, I guess we can't exactly say we haven't been warned that this will become the way of things. All the more reason maybe to lose ourselves in some music for an hour or so. Music of the bagpipe, in the main. Not entirely, though, because with Burns Night coming up this week, in fact, tomorrow, as I speak, it's tomorrow, there's a bit of a song thing coming your way too tonight as well. And I'll catch up with my sponsors, RG Hardy Bagpipes. I paid them a visit last week, so some chat coming up from them. And I shall endeavour to share some of your correspondence too. Loads to pack in then. So welcome to episode 39.
Enjoy your piping with Gary West, in association with RG Hardy Bagpipes.
Ah, that's our Ailey. And actually, Ailey will be popping by the Boffy here in a wee while, all being well, to give you a song, one of Robert Burns' finest. That's coming up. But first, well, I ticked off a bucket list item earlier this week, and I think a good couple of thousand others did the same. Monday night, Celtic Connections, Glasgow Royal Concert Hall. I told you about this. I told you I was excited for this to happen. Well, it's happened, and I've worshipped these musicians from way back in my childhood, really. I never thought I'd get to hear them play live together, given that they haven't played as a band for, what, nearly half a century or so. But they made it over, despite the best efforts of Storm Aisha. And, well, they were mighty. What a treat it was to hear them live. The Bothy Band.
Thank you.
and they sounded just like that the other night in Glasgow. That wasn't from Glasgow, in case you think I might have been doing a sneaky wee bootleg recording of them. That was from back in the 1970s, from the best of the Bothy Band. And the Bothy Band, they were, that was Rip the Calico Set. Lots of tune titles in there, which I'll put in the notes down below. But yeah, I mean, this was nothing like a kind of wee walk down memory lane just for the romance of the thing. They were brilliant. The flowing tunes, the quality of musicianship, the arrangements, the groove, the feel, it was all there, all still there. And, well, it was marvellous, thanks to all the Bothy Band. Now, promised that I would catch up a little bit with some of your correspondence, and thanks first of all to Alexander Kincaid, who has been in touch. He says, Dr. West, I'm getting my Sunday title. Thank you for that, Alexander. Long-time listener, first-time emailer. He says, love the show and all that you do for the piping community. In the latest episode, you asked a bit about how Winter Storm went for those in attendance. Yes, I did. I said, if any of you had made it to Kansas City, let us drop us a note, drop me a line to see what it was like so we can all share in it a wee bit. Well, you've done just that. Thanks, Alexander. It was quite the winter storm, he says. My 9-hour drive from Ohio to Kansas City was full of cars on the side of the road due to the hazardous road conditions. So you've been getting storms as well. And so it was a winter storm for sure. Many had flights delayed as well going into the event. When my dad and I finally arrived, we were greeted to temperatures felt as low as minus 30 Celsius. Wow, with the wind chill. I've only experienced that level of cold a handful of times. Well, I think I can safely say I never have. I'm not sure I ever want to. Despite the cold weather, though, the competition was warm and fiery. For my first competition there, I placed in both events at the grade 3 level. Well done. Well done to you. That's great. Definitely a great start, and I'm proud I put myself out there. That's what you've got to do. If you want to compete, you've just got to get up there and do it. And you have clearly done that. Well done. Upon finishing my competition, I was able to watch the grade 1 performances. During the events, I noticed J. Reed Maxwell. So he's the leading drummer of the Simon Fraser University Pipe Band, was giving Stuart Liddell a hard time. I examined the two closely and tried to make out what they were saying from across the room. Ah, you see, this is the secret intel we can get from from you if you were there. When I read Reed's lips, I noticed he said happy birthday to Stuart. A quick Google search verified it. Oh, you're on the ball. It was indeed Stuart's birthday. As the judges were leaving the ballroom at the end of the competition, I was able to say happy birthday, Stuart, as he walked past. He smiled and laughed, as it definitely took him by surprise that someone in the crowd would know. Matt McIsaac was also adjudicating and laughed as he passed. Matt chuckled, nice, thank you for that, as he left the ballroom. I then had my mission. Every elevator ride, every interaction, I made sure people knew to wish Stuart a happy birthday. I was able to ask Roddy McLeod and Bob Worrell, to which Bob simply said, oh yes, it is happening. And what he was referring to was making the whole crowd sing happy birthday to Stuart during the awards presentation. Definitely a highlight of the weekend. In celebration of the birthday, I think it would be fitting to play something from Stuart's repertoire. Dealer's Choice. Okay, I shall take you up on that offer. Rubbing elbows with piping celebrities, he says, hanging out with friends, enjoying a few creamy pints with music. 100% makes Winter Storm a bucket list event. Okay, so two of us have ticked off a bucket list event this week. Yeah, it's nice, isn't it, when you get to do that. I hope you can make it there soon so we can get a photo together. Yes, I'm hoping so too. I must make some arrangements for that, maybe next year. Anyway, cheers, he says, Alexander Kincaid. So thank you so much, Alexander. I'm glad you made it, despite the weather, which has been a bit of a theme of the last couple of weeks. More on that soon. And that you got placed in your competitions. That's fantastic. And you've suggested a wee happy, belated happy birthday, in this case, to Stuart with one of his tunes or a few of his tunes. Your wish is my command. This is Stuart Liddell. Stuart Little in fantastic form, as he always is. Some Gaelic airs and reels there, finishing off with The Sheep Wife from his album Inveroran. If you want all the titles, you can look in the notes down below. And a belated happy birthday to you, Stuart, from Alexander Kincaid, and indeed from all of us here at EYP. Now, I had the pleasure at the weekend of, well, it was mainly a pleasure, of going across to Howth, near Dublin, just on the outskirts of Dublin there, down on the water. Lovely place it is. I was there last year. This was for a Burns supper, hosted by the Howth Singing Circle. And I was over with Steve Byrne, great Scots singer. You've heard Steve before. I can't quite remember which episode of EYP, but I certainly played at least one thing from Steve. Also over was a wonderful Northeast fiddler, Paul Anderson. We might see if we can sneak in a tune or two from Paul a little later. And a wonderful singer as well, Robin Stapleton from the southwest of Scotland, though resident these days in Edinburgh. It was a great trip. I thoroughly enjoyed playing with these guys. And a big shout out to all the organisers and especially our hosts, Francie and Anne Devine. We had a thoroughly great time until it was time to go home. Wasn't so good getting home. We were in Dublin Airport for 14 hours, I think it was, round about that. And in that was included two aborted attempts to get going. We were put on aircrafts, we taxied out towards the runway, then had to turn round again and come back and get off again. That happened twice, about 8 hours apart, I think it was. Eventually we got back, we got a flight back about 12, half past 12 midnight, back home by 2 a.m., and it was not one of the best landings I've ever had. In fact, most planes weren't getting to land in Edinburgh, so I guess we were lucky that we did land and get away with it. The plane just before us didn't land and ended up in Germany, of all places. I guess we were lucky and I shouldn't complain too much, but it was a bit of a scary experience coming back in that wind. And looking at social media, I'm sure we were not alone. Anyway, it didn't spoil the fun or the music, and it was lovely actually to get the chance to perform with one of our finest interpreters of the songs of Robert Burns, Robin Stapleton. Robin hails originally from near Stranraer in the southwest of Scotland, so very close to Burns country itself. So this is the first of my nods to the Bard's 265th birthday, which is tomorrow. This is a song he collected rather than wrote from scratch. He did revise it and add to it, as was his wont. This is Ca the Yowes, sung beautifully here by Robin Stapleton.
Ca the Yowes, tae the Yowes, ca them whar the heather.
Call them whar the heather grows, call them whar
Oh, what a lovely version of Ca the Yowes there from Robin Stapleton from her album Songs of Robert Burns. And she really is such a fine interpreter of his songs and many others too, for that matter. And it was nice, as I said, to get to hang out with and play a few tunes and join her for a few songs across in Hoth last weekend with several others. And I guess we were hanging out a wee bit longer than we expected to be in Dublin Airport on the way home. But I'm glad you got home safe and sound, Robin, and thanks for your company and thanks for your songs. Now, I was mentioning Winter Storm there, and Alexander was telling us all about his experience this year. Two friends who did make it across from Scotland this year were Chris Ross, a legendary bass drummer and wife of pipe major Ian Duncan, and their daughter Tina. And they made it out, and it was nice to see some of their reports and photos and so on social media. And Tina, last week, also happened to be celebrating her 30th birthday. So while I'm in the mood of wishing people a belated happy birthday, Tina, a very happy birthday to you for last week. And as Tina celebrates her birthday, we're all thinking also of her late brother, her late twin brother, Alec Duncan, who passed away in 2020 after a very short illness. So we remember him very fondly too. Such a great player Alex was. By way of tribute, here's one of the bands he played with, the Lothian and Border Police, in concert at Celtic Connections back in 2012 in the Glasgow Royal Concert Hall. And he takes the solo at the start here, and he's then joined by his dad and the full band, playing a tune composed by his uncle, the late Gordon Duncan. This is the Sleeping Tune. Highly emotive piece of music. The Sleeping Tune, composed by Gordon Duncan. That was the Lothian and Borders Police Pipe Band live at the Glasgow Royal Concert Hall. Well, over a decade ago now, in fact, 12 years ago. Just seems like yesterday. And in playing that, we remember the soloist at the start of that performance, the late Alec Duncan, who would have been 30 last week. And also, say a belated happy birthday to his twin sister, Tina. Now, as I mentioned, I made another wee trip through to see my sponsors, RG Hardy Bagpipes, through to Glasgow. That was last week. And yeah, I caught up with Alistair Dunn and Isla Stout from the company and had a wee chat. That's coming right up. First of all, though, a tune or two from Alistair's former band. He was pipe sergeant for many years and had a huge amount of success with this band, which also benefits from some sponsorship from RG Hardy. This is the Field Marshal Montgomery. Well, Alistair, I saw on your social media you've been kind of taking stock about how 2023 went for you. And when you see it all in black and white, well, you've been very busy for a start. Did it go down as a good year overall?
Yeah, I think so. One of our best years we've had so far, which is nice to see. I think sometimes you get caught in the moment and you look forward. You can maybe get yourself a bit down going, you know, what's next? What's the next thing? And, it's a lot of work running a business and so on. So it was nice to take stock of what we did last year and quite, you know, rewarding, I suppose you could say as well, that, you know, you see, right, well, we know we worked hard and, you know, we could go through our socials and look at all the highlights of the year. And I mean, it was nice to see, yeah, we knew it was a busy year, but some of those things are some of the nicer things, I suppose you could say, of you know, what's going on in the business.
And I suppose one of the highlights was the performance of Callum Beaumont. It was a quite remarkable year for Callum, winning just about everything there was to win, certainly the big ones, the double, if you like, at the Northern meeting, winning the Glenfiddich as well. So from, a marketing point of view, to have someone actually out there doing it, playing your products, it doesn't really get any better than that, does it?
Yeah, well, that's it. I've known Callum for many years, competed against him as well, you know, so I knew what he was like, but it seems he's just gone, you know, into the stratosphere now, you know, and I play a little bit of golf with him as well, and I can see through that, and also his play. He's a tremendous competitor. You know, you can have all the talent in the world and, you know, the best instrument. Hopefully that's what he thinks of ours. But, you know, it is down to Callum and how gifted he is as a competitor and a piper. So, yeah, it's great to see him getting the benefit of that and taking those prizes.
I know a lot of our listeners on EYP are beginners, I suppose, because they write in and tell us about their piping journey. Quite often they're coming to it later in life. But I suppose looking at these kind of heroes, the people who are winning, and the fact that they're playing your chanters, your pipes, whatever, it's inspirational for them. But I guess it's, you know, there's a lot of hard work there, obviously. When you work with these top pipers, are they, obviously they've got top quality instruments that you supply them, but they still put their own stamp on it. They must do a lot of work in terms of just actually making sure their instrument is in top condition.
Yeah, it can be tricky because I think some, you know, pipers will all have their own preferences. You know, I might say I like a Shepherd Reed, somebody else says I like a McPhee and a Chesney. And albeit we say our chanters are accommodate all these reeds, there are still little nuances that these, you know, pipers at that level will have. So Callum will say, you know, I'm finding I've a little bit of tape on my top hand that I'm not comfortable with, and is there anything you can do about it? And like, yes, there is. So, you know, that's what keeps me up at night, trying to find out, well, how do I tweak the chanter from where we are now to what these guys want? So, and then I tried over, you know, a period as well to see if there's a pattern developing. You know, so we haven't just stood with the chanter that was 15 years old or the ones that we did 15 years ago, because reeds and pitches change. So we do need to make subtle changes to the chanter in order to suit what's available today. So I believe that's what we've done with Callum. He's got several of our chanters and he just picks what's working best at that point in time and goes with it. And well, it's going well from now. So yeah, delighted.
Yeah, that's an understatement that it's going well for him. Isla, so there's been lots happening, not just at the sharp end, if you like, of top quality solo competition, but again, just reflecting on the year that's gone. New products, new things happening all the time.
Yeah, there's actually been quite a lot. Last year, as Alistair was saying, it's quite nice to actually sit and think about it, because it's easy to kind of forget what happened over the year, you know, and you just go, oh, well, that was that. But, you know, actually sitting thinking about everything, you know, we launched our Navy Glengarry's, just even merch, like our travel mugs and stuff like that, or our pipe band towels. But also like the addition to the Heritage range. And we thought that was quite vital, because the Heritage sets have been our most popular last year, and we saw that in our review. And so it was good to see that, you know, that was the case. We thought they were going well, and, you know, it was. So adding the Legacy set, that was, you know, I think a good move on our part, just to kind of, you know, I don't mean cheaper in any less professional or anything, but, you know, a slightly, you know, more affordable set for people to buy, you know, if they're, instead of going to kind of top range, that's just as amazing to play and also slightly easier to make. So obviously we launched the Legacy set, which was, we let everybody decide what one was going to be the top. We had, you know, three that we made up to get people to choose from. So we had the Imitation set, the Boxwood set and a Blackwood set, and in the end it was the Imitation that won. So yeah, we launched that as part of our Heritage range, and then of course on top of that we had our Heritage pipe bag covers as well, so which we think are quite stylish and bands are starting to take them, so we're happy with that and see where it goes from there, I suppose.
Excellent. And Alistair, you've given me a wee prezi here. a set of your practice twist trap pipes. Have I got the right phrase? Tell us about them, because I'm going to take them and have a wee shot when I get back.
Yeah, so this is about 6-7 years ago. You know, we saw there were pipes out there, like kitchen pipes, small pipes, and so on, and we thought, well, let's try and do something a little bit different. So with this, you've got a twist trap feature in it, and that's in the mouthpiece. So within the set, there's a practice chanter. So there's the top and the chanter, which makes a practice chanter. The twist trap means that you twist the top off and it forms a water trap in there. So particularly with kids and practice chanters, they create a lot of saliva and things, and it can cut off the reed. So the idea was we try and reduce that, and that means you can play for longer. Then from that, when we were looking at our pipes, so these just have a bass and a tenor drone in the key of A, so you can play with, you know, piano, guitar, and the traditional scene, I suppose, more than pipe band. But it is just the traditional chanter fingering. So it's really good fun for really any piper who just wants to play in their flat. And of course, through COVID, a lot of people are playing in their flat or in their house, you know, so it really took off with that as well. You know, what I like about them is they're just fun to play. They produce a musical sound. It's not like a practice chanter where you have to cut out, unless you can circular breathe, but you have to cut out, and it's not really a musical sound to practice on, whereas the twist trap pipes are quite a fun sounding instrument. So, they've been really popular, and I'm delighted. You know, last year, again, it was one of our top selling products.
Excellent. Well, thank you. I'm going to, as I say, take them back to my bothy, get them going, and I'll maybe let EYP listeners hear the fruits of my labour and have a tune or two. But they look fantastic and very neat, I have to say. So it's about the case. We were just chatting there about the difficulty of going abroad and taking your pipes and so on with you. They're very portable. Do you play them too, Isla?
Yeah, they're always good fun. I feel like they're such a set that do just get passed around by everyone. If you don't know how to play them, just have a shot. And they are so easy to play with, you know. It's you need to maybe figure it out, because as a set, especially somebody who plays bagpipes, and then, you know, you instantly want to blow hard, and it's like you don't need to. It's just essentially, think of it as a practice chanter with, you know, something, you know, with a bag on it. So kind of just try and play it softly, and it's as soon as you get the hang of it, it's so much fun to play, and you can take them to sessions, you can take them anywhere. So really fun set to play. And then of course, if you've got a guitar or piano kicking around or something, it's even better. So yeah, they're a good set to play, certainly.
Good. I'm looking forward to getting into them. When I was young, the goose was a thing, you know, the kind of bag with a pipe chanter in them. You don't see them these days. Are they a thing of the past, Alistair?
Yeah, we have a twist trap goose set, so you can interchange between your practice chanter and your pipe chanter, if you wish. And I should mention as well, obviously people starting out might see this as a great way to get started, and I think it is good because it's a musical sounding instrument. We've just recently put up a video on our YouTube channel to help people get started with assembly and tuning of the instrument. Like Isla was saying, you know, the tendency is to blow them hard like a set of pipes, but even just maybe by watching these videos, I actually had a customer the other day saying they weren't sure about the length of the mouthpiece. You know, we've had people of all heights playing it, and I think it's just getting that position of the bag. So hopefully people might find that video useful. But yeah, goose pipes are still a thing. We're still selling them.
Good to know. We've done a little bit of reflection on the year just gone. What about the year coming? We're into 2024, well into it now, a few weeks. I suppose that, you know, we're in a situation where we're post-COVID, as you say, things are still maybe a wee bit slow to get going. We're looking at, you know, things like major championships. There's a problem there. Only two confirmed so far for this year. But in terms of, I guess, your business, your worldwide business, still very, very positive outlook.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose my outlook generally is negative, which maybe drives me to try and do something positive. So that's maybe what makes me work hard. So it is difficult when you read the news and you see everything that's going on. It is tough out there for everybody with interest rates and inflation and everything else. You do kind of, with my negative outlook, you might think, well, what's ahead. You know, so we just need to keep working hard and focusing on what we're doing, and there's lots going on. We've had bands in contact with us, so, and we've lots of sets of pipes on order, so nothing to worry about just yet. But like I say, it's difficult not to think that, you know, the wider issues within economies in the UK and around the world, you know, that it might not impact us at some point, but, you know, hopefully everything and all the hard work we've put in over the last number of years will see us in good stead for that, so...
Excellent. Well, great catching up with you both. And again, I say it every week, but thank you so much for your continued support for UIP. And yeah, looking forward to getting lots of stuff done in the year ahead. So thanks, guys. Cheers.
Thanks, Gary. Cheers.
Thanks, Gary. Nice to see you.
Yeah, good stuff from Callum Beaumont. The tunes were Rigmore and Sandy's New Chanter from another Winter Storm recording. That was 2020. And Callum is sponsored by RG Hardy Bagpipes. Thanks very much to Alistair and Isla for hosting me again and catching up with them there at the Bagpipe Factory. Now, right on cue, Ailey has arrived here at the Bothy. Hello, Ailey.
Hello, hello.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Going to give us a wee song. We better test your microphone first. It sounds like it's working, but I know. Give us your famous line, your sting, I think they call it. Go on, give us it. Go on.
Enjoy your piping with Gary West in association with RG Hardy Bagpipes.
Excellent. Did I ever pay you for doing that? I suspect not.
I'm not sure. I'm still waiting on the check.
Yeah. Well, it's now been listened to, what, at least 61,000 times in 84 countries. So you are famous. And we'll make you even more famous if you give if you give us a song. Burns Night. What are you going to give us?
We're going to go with A Fun Kiss.
Lovely. Right, I'll get the guitar out. Hope I remember the chords.
Lovely. I hope I remember the words.
Yeah. Here we go.
And dearest, thine be.
Oh, lovely, Ellie. Thank you. I'll just turn your reverb back down there so we can hear you speaking.
Lovely.
In a speaking voice. Lovely.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you. Your check's in the post. And while we're away from bagpipes for a minute or two, I did promise you a fiddle tune, a couple of fiddle tunes from Paul Anderson, who was also across at Hoth with us. What a fiddler he is in that northeast style. I think that's one of the good things about fiddling in Scotland. You still get very distinct regional styles, which I have to say I think we've lost in piping quite a lot. But you can usually tell, or very often tell, where a fiddler comes from. Certainly places like Shetland have their own distinct style, the West Highlands, the Hebrides, and certainly the northeast. And there is no finer northeast fiddler than Paul Anderson, with a couple of pipe marches here. John McMillan of Barra, and into 6/8 after that with the McNeils of Ugadale. Paul Anderson. Great fiddling from Paul Anderson. Father John McMillan of Barra was the first one, the 2/4, and then into McNeils of Ugadale from his album The Journey Home, which is highly appropriate because it was quite a journey home for Paul and for the rest of us at the weekend from Hoth via Dublin Airport. I think Paul got back to Aberdeenshire about 24 hours after he was meant to. Anyway, Paul, it was great to catch up with you. Great to play some tunes. And we'll see you before too long. So, yeah, we've finished today with a song and then a fiddle set. But we had plenty of bagpipes earlier on. And there'll be plenty more next week. But that's it for this week. I was hoping to get through some more of your correspondence this week, but yet again, I failed miserably, so I'll catch up next week. I say that every time, but anyway, do keep them coming, because it's great to hear all about your journeys in piping. And eyp@garywest.scot is how to get me. Yes, so we'll be back next week, all being well. For now, though, have a good week ahead. And Ailey, you've got one more job to help me out here. Please do enjoy your piping. Cheers.